Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
A new report is calling for immediate state funding to charities to prevent a looming collapse of essential public services. That's what they say. The report, The Future of Public Service Delivery by the Community and Voluntary Sector, is published by the economic and social think tank THOSC in conjunction with The Wheel, the representative body for the sector. For more on this, I'm joined by Ivan Cooper, who's CEO of The Wheel. Ivan, it's good to have you on the programme. This report examines staffing, demand for services, funding for among hundreds of organisations. Tell me about the areas that these charities work in, first of all.
Yeah, thanks, Cormac. So thousands of charities in Ireland are funded by government to deliver essential public services, but because of their inability to offer attractive pay rates, many cannot retain staff anymore, and some are reporting staff turnover rates of 35% plus. So, you know, there's over 2,000 community organisations and charities involved in delivering supports and health services and social services funded in part by the HSE, for example. There's over 700 groups involved in delivering essential child and family services funded by TUSLA, and there's hundreds more providing housing services and services for people experiencing homelessness. So, you know, they're all involved in delivering essential public services countrywide in areas like health, disability, family supports, children, care for older people, homelessness and addiction. So really, we have a hybrid approach to delivering public services in Ireland, and a lot of people simply just aren't aware of it. And the state really needs, at this stage, these organizations, many of them now are looking at employing staff on pay rates that are 10% behind equivalent pay levels for people working in the HSE, and that's a real problem now.
And let's make the argument, or let's reiterate the argument that's made very often in terms of these essential public services, you say, through charities. An awful lot of people say that the state should be delivering this themselves as opposed to funding charities to do it. But let's put that to one side. The point that you're making here is that the people who are employed by the charities are not on the same pay as public sector employees, doing very often the same work.
That's exactly it. So the organizations that are involved here are now employing people who are doing work that's the entirely equivalent to people who are working in the HSE, now earning salaries and being paid wages running 10% higher. So these organizations are finding it increasingly difficult because of their inability to offer attractive pay rates. Many just cannot retain staff anymore. So some are reporting staff turnover, Cormac, up at like 35% per annum, and services have become effectively untenable, and government really need to act urgently now by increasing funding for these. And we reckon that it's around 15% increase is needed in the budgets to put these services on a sustainable footing in the period
ahead. What kind of services are at risk here, do you think?
Well, it's essential services. I've just indicated them there. So,
Is there any service in particular that's at grave risk? Because you outlined an awful lot of services there, or is it across the board?
It's across the board. So like 2/3 of services, for example, for people with disabilities in Ireland are delivered by charities and community and voluntary organisations. And the National Federation of Voluntary Service Providers, that's part of our coalition, report that almost 40% of their member organisations are unable to proceed with new services now. 30% of them aren't in a position to tender for new services, and 20% have actually had to reduce services. So that's just in the area of disabilities, the area of services for people experiencing addiction, the area in terms of family and support services, and services for people even in the home care sector are now being severely impacted by the inability of charities to employ people because of the unattractive terms and conditions and pay packages that they're able to offer. So we really need to kind of put a permanent solution in place here for this. We need to introduce a system where people who are doing work in charities have their pay restored and reconnected to scales. This applied Before the 2008 crisis, there were links between the salary scales that charities were able to offer staff that they were employing using funds coming from the state for essential services. Those links were broken. The salary levels were restored for people in the public services, in the public service in 2017, but that was never done for charities. And we now have a major crisis on our hands in relation to, and it's people who are going without services, vulnerable people who are left without services that are being impacted here because of these organizations' inability to offer services because of their inability to employ people and retain people to deliver those services.
Well, we will see what happens come budget time, but Ivan Cooper, CEO of The Wheel, thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme.